It is the sentence that Jews have lived and died by for centuries. Welcome to Chanukah Meditations 2023. Tonight is the fourth night of Chanukah, Chanukah Sameach. Do you know that Chanukah falls out on the 25th of the month, the Jewish month of Kislev? And much has been written about the significance of 25, of being the 25th of the month. Interestingly enough, we might have said this before, but the first word in the Torah, the 25th word in the Torah from the beginning of Genesis is the first time that the Torah mentions the word light, or. But here's another one that I've recently discovered. The reason why Chanukah is by divine providence on the 25th of Kislev is because there are 25 letters. There are 25 letters in a sentence of Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. That sentence of faith, that sentence of conviction, that sentence that we have lived and died by for centuries. Probably the most important sentence in Jewish experience. It's connecting to who we are, to our essential identity. One of the things that's quite amazing is that in the story of Chanukah, that's one thing that was attacked, the Shema. What I mean by that is that the Greeks, Syrians, they attacked the faith of the Jewish people. They weren't even that worried about them having a few cultural symbols in terms of mitzvot or even studying a bit of Torah as an academic subject, but they wanted God removed out of the picture. As Jews, that's an impossible thing. And that's why, although it was damaged to a certain point, but the miracle of the Chanukah was finding that one jug of oil, which represents the faith of the Jewish people, coming from the essence of the soul. Chanukah is very much about building up the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, those 25 letters. Because we live throughout every day, through the good and the not so good, by trying to strengthen our connection to God, our faith in Him, our realization and acknowledgement that He's with us every step of the way, understanding and accepting that He has a bigger plan and we don't always understand Him, nor can we. The faith that He has given us a moral code and we try to implement those values that He has given us. It's our whole life is centered around and founded on the Shema Yisrael, both in the physical and the spiritual, both. It's all about our deep faith, our deep connection in God. Shema Yisrael. That's why Chanukah is on the 25th day of Kislev, the 25 letters of the Shema Yisrael. So let's internalize that in the context of Chanukah. When you relax, just close your eyes and turn your attention to your breathing. Breathe in, out. Try now to deepen those breaths. Breathe abdominally. Breathe deeply. Feel the inhalation filling up your lungs and feel the letting go of the exhalation. Breathing in Hebrew is neshima, same words as neshama. The soul has many layers, but deep down, the deepest level is our essential bond with God, the home of faith, the home of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, oneness with God. A daily recitation, every day we say Shema. Every day we need to nurture our faith. Strengthen it, find it, connect to it. As you continue focusing on your breath, just remember that each breath is an expression of your neshama, an expression of your faith. We sometimes take it for granted, but when you think about it, every breath of life is a godly gift. The ability to walk, talk, see, hear is a godly gift. We need to highlight that fact with the light of the Chanukah candles. to strengthen the Shema Yisrael in each and every day. This year, as we sit by the Hanukkah candles and we've witnessed quite tragic and horrific things the last few weeks, it's really a time to tap into our faith, tap into the Shema Yisrael. So the festival of Hanukkah should also be a festival of strengthening Emunah. Have a Hanukkah Sameach.